Thank you, Mayu and Reggie. Wonderful as usual. Over the years, I've come to realize all the more that anything and everything brought forward from God, regardless of what the form or expression out here in the world, it has all been created out of pure goodness and love. Through our Divine Science teaching, Bible, Scripture, the taking of classes, and the living the truth more and more, we know intuitively, without reservation, that which God is, we are. And so it is that God is love, and the truth of us is love, as we are made in His image and likeness. Yes, look beyond the appearances and know for certain that God is love and we are love. The Christ of us, that glorious light of us that is of God, is the same Christ that lived and went before the Master Jesus over 2,000 years ago, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and demonstrating the truth of an omnipresent, eternal spirit, the God, His Father within. This perfect, this all-knowing and all-powerful source is available to all, serving all who seek Him in truth, in spirit, in heart, and in soul. Through love, Jesus served all, in spite of appearances, and the Christ of us does the same when God consciousness is at work in and through us. So you might ask, why is he speaking about love when the topic of today's lesson is true service? Well, my friends, the truth of the matter is that true service is but love made visible. Love from within, out. Appearing as brotherhood and sisterhood. Appearing as joy and compassion. Bringing about realization as we embrace and lift up our fellows in peace and in harmony. For many years, I always thought that service is only what we did to help others. Carry someone's groceries, volunteer service on this or that board, helping this or that person in distress, and performing other physical demonstrations out here in the world. Well, these are the effects of service, forms of helping our fellows, but true service, the source of such activity, is the cause, not the effect. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and not have love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profit me nothing. The words of this scripture are very clear. It is what we do, say, and accomplish is not born of love of our spiritual good, God. It is for naught. To be of God, it must come from God. Such demonstrations out here in the world that we perform from day to day often oftentimes come from flesh and from ego and from the human mind. Well, you might say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Reverend Gatewood. I just performed 72 hours of volunteer work at the homeless shelter. I just finished up driving a number of people to various doctor appointments. I do the grocery shopping for certain people that are unable to leave their homes and get about. I am a well-respected member of my community, and I am known for my availability to serve my community and those I believe are in need and deserving of my help. I am good, and I am helpful. Look at me. Look what I do for others. Well, here we go, my friends. Notice how many times this individual uses the word I. I am. I did. I. Me. Well, my friends, this is not God, the light of our being, that is doing the service. Rather, this is about the individual that is seeking personal recognition. Such individuals want to be called good, seek praise from the world, and they welcome and even seek awards and recognition from this or that organization in public. They walk about with their chests puffed up and full of self-pride and a sense of personal goodness. Yes, I am good, they exclaim. I am so good. Well, my friends, this look at me syndrome is error, and only error at work. And it is about human selfishness and not about selflessness. And what is selflessness? Well, it is the giving up of self. And one thing selfless individuals have in common, among many other wonderful traits, is their great capacity to love others and to express this love. Selfless people do not judge others. And if you want to be selfless, you need to understand and be grateful for God's love and embrace it and make it a part of who you are. You must give up the personal self so the divine self, the Christ, may become manifest as it goes about you doing the good service. If our demonstrations of service are of the heart, of the Christ, of the God mind, then they are of love. It is that simple. But this is not the case if and when we are driven by ego, by fraudulent service that seeks in vain glory, the world out here. And so it is. When you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. I'm sure we all understand that. Well, giving, of course, is a form of service to fellow man. So what is the Master Jesus saying here? What do the words in this scripture mean? I think we know. It's all about God, love, and selflessness, and not shallow pride and personality, selfishness, and self-seeking. So beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. My friends, true service is all about the motivation behind our demonstrations. And who is doing the service? Is it you, the personality, doing the service? That me, that little I? Or is it the eternal loving Spirit of God that is demonstrating from within out? And so it is. There are those that do good publicly, so their actions can be seen by others about them. so that their public appearances provide them with a means to their own end, a worldly reward. For instance, there are those politicians running for office that go to any length to present an appearance of an individual that shall serve the nation best. They want to show us that they are sensitive, honest, kind, and loving. They even hold up babies in the air and take photos with them. And all too often, it is all a show. It is all an act. And it has its own rewards, as God is not mocked. Again, if it is not of God, not of love, it is not true service. Or when tithing is not true giving. Take, for instance, the examples offered up in an article written by John D. Berry. We need look no further than the monopolizers, Rockefeller and Carnegie, to see an illustration of this type of giving. Rockefeller and Carnegie were actually in competition for who could give the most. Who could out-philanthropize the other? But their efforts were not merely about giving. It was all about empire building out here in the world. They were trying to create lasting legacies in their own names, so that they could live forever in the annals of history. And it worked. Think about it. The names of Rockefeller and Carnegie are etched in American history and human history. Now, does Jesus' rebuke mean that the philanthropic labors of Rockefeller and Carnegie were in vain? Certainly not. There are some great things in our world that only happen because of the worldly generosity of Rockefeller and Carnegie. For instance, major nonprofits out here today and major institutions that do good owe their start to Rockefeller and Carnegie. But where is the reward for efforts done for the sake of recognition, for legacy? Where's the reward? They are left right here on earth, where they occur. Jesus makes clear that those who seek recognition get their reward here, not in heaven. Their reward is the praise of other people. Jesus elaborates on this, saying, "Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward." And in terms of our demonstrations, who is it that we love out here in the world? We personally. Who do we seek to serve? If we truly know who we are, individualized expressions of God, then the love of our being shall be available to and felt by everyone, not just those that we identify with in the flesh. If it is true service born of love through Christ, one's religion, race, nationality, beliefs, or social class out here in the world shall not matter. And so it is that the human mind, the ego, the intellect, cannot bring forth demonstrations from God, but rather it creates error and lack. Again, true service is of God and is God. For instance, the parable of the Good Samaritan. I'm sure we've all read it before. It's a wonderful one. And behold, a certain lawyer, of course, you know, would be an attorney, nothing personal with the attorneys out here. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? What do you think?" So the lawyer answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live." But the lawyer, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell amongst thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan," people who were looked down upon during those days, Samaritans, "but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell amongst the thieves?" And the lawyer said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." We are to serve all of whom we come into contact with as our neighbor. Why? Because this is what we are about, my friends. It is the nature of our Father, and it is the nature of each of us here today. Loving, giving, kind, and serving from the life that lives us. We cannot expect to correct all the ills of the world, and that is not our purpose. But rather, the truth of our being can go forth touching others, lifting up those about us, facilitating their realization, and even bringing about a healing. As far as spiritual demonstrations go out here in the world, it is the Father doing the work, working through us as we offer someone a kind or inspiring word, a hand on their shoulder, a hug, a minute of our time, and yes, sometimes even physical aid is necessary. As the Spirit fills us and lives us all the more as we go about our daily lives, those who lack might feel God's presence as it comes through us and touches them deep within the recesses of their souls. Regarding a God consciousness, maybe something like this has happened to you. When we are filled with the Spirit, it is not by chance that certain people come into our lives out of nowhere, if even for a brief moment. Why? Because they can sense the goodness, the love, the kindness, the warmth that is going before us when God is present in our own consciousness, when the light shines before us. Have there ever been times when you, feeling full of God consciousness, someone has come up to you, maybe in a grocery store, maybe out on the sidewalk, maybe at work, just to talk. To talk about whatever might be on their minds. Maybe they feel lonely, emotionally in turmoil. Maybe they feel despondent. Regardless, at that moment they are lost in Egypt and have a perceived need, and they were attracted to the light of and within you. And here they are, right in front of you. Well, if your consciousness is in oneness with your Father, if at that moment your light is shining and the Christ of you is there, then you shall not, and in truth you cannot, be like the priest and the Levite and pass by on the other side. Rest assured, the right word shall come from your mouth. Your warm smile shall create a loving atmosphere. Your vibrant source, the spirit of you, shall be felt. All because God shall be at work in you and through you. In other words, from within you, a humble and loving heart, from the spirit of your being, that individual shall, if receptive, feel that love deep within his or own being, and a healing may take place. My friends, this is true service. Yes, just as the light of Jesus, our Christ light, may bring about peace and harmony to others, even during a brief encounter with another soul, as we just talked about. The Christ lifts up spiritually those who are ready and willing to come to the realization of their own truth. Those that want truth. Those that want peace. Those that are tired. Those that want love and fullness. This is what it's all about. When the ego, the old man, dies to self, and when God consciousness is at work, all of the crooked places are made straight. Not only in our lives, but in the lives of others as well. Those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Those that realize and accept their truth. And so it is that in our Divine Science Basic Principle course, we read that service prompted by love is the only real service that we can give to God and to others. It is easy to love and to serve those around us if we remember that we love because He first loved us, and that we serve because God is forever serving us. It will help us to serve willingly as we come to realize that we are part of the whole, and that God is expressing not only through us, but through you and me, but through all within we come into contact, that we meet daily. Through grace and love, God gives us the opportunities to serve the needs of all creatures everywhere, wherever we may be. And thus we are reminded by Scripture, my friends, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. I love that piece of Scripture. I'm going to say it again. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. In relation to serving from love, the author John Calvin points out that people do not come into this world born merely for themselves, but rather, he said, mankind is knit together with a holy knot, we must not live for ourselves, but for our neighbors. And thus, the term Good Samaritan is used as a common metaphor. The word now applies to any charitable person, especially one who, like the man, the Samaritan in the parable, rescues or helps a needy stranger, a neighbor. Each of us here today, every one of us, whether we realize it or not, my friends, are whole in mind and body and soul. There's no exception. As the Christ goes before us expressing its divinity, its wisdom, its knowledge, its love, the good within us is ever unfolding. And thus, for those with ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts that are open and ready, the demonstrations of God are very real and can be life-changing. Yes, a new creature is born. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. What a joy. What a joy, my friends. What a blessing. What a gift to be able to serve our sisters and our brothers, to give no thought of ourselves out here in the world, but rather to leave this world behind for the old man, the selfish and limited ego, to die as a light of love is demonstrated, as God is made visible on earth through you, through me, all children of the Most High. As we come to the conclusion of today's lesson, and as we depart church today and head home, let us remember one thing. That regardless of what good, what love, what service we might demonstrate, you and I, in truth, it is the Father, our Father within, that doeth the works. And to him, and him alone, go all the glory, the praise, and our love and gratefulness for his abounding grace. We are truly blessed. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your heart, into your soul, into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. Become comfortable in your seats. Breathe in a deep breath of life and know that the air that sustains you, the world about you, the peace that lives you, the wonder and awe of the universe, all nature, the skies, the oceans, and the sea, and the eternal spirit that lives and lifts you is God, the Father of all that is and shall ever be, the invisible and the visible. Be still. Be still and know that the grace of God is yours. It is yours for no other reason then you are his beloved child. Be still. Breathe in again and again the eternal breath of life of God. Feel his presence in the silence, the peace within, the warmth of his unconditional and eternal love. For the awareness of your loving presence that is here and now in all of its glory and all of its power O most loving God, O most glorious Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace.